This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A taperly Sunday has U.S. President Donald Trump recorded pleading with state of Georgia's election chief to overturn the state's election results. The president is heard suggesting in a telephone call that the official find enough votes to hand him the victory instead of President-elect Joe Biden. Take a listen.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country.
Audio snippets of the conversation with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger were posted online by The Washington Post. A recording of the call was later obtained by the Associated Press from a person who was on the call. The conversation was the latest step in an unprecedented effort by a sitting American president to reverse the outcome of a free and fair election that he lost. President Trump has repeatedly attacked how Raffensperger ran Georgia's elections, claiming without evidence that the state's 16 electoral votes were wrongly given to Biden. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow start and in the U.S., but the top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he is holding out hope that the pace will pick up soon. So far, the U.S. has distributed 13 million doses of two vaccines produced by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna throughout the country, but only 4.2 million shots have ended up in the arms of Americans. You can read more about this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. India authorized the emergency use of two vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca in Oxford and the other by local pharmaceutical firm Bharat Biotech, paving the way for one of the world's biggest inoculation drives. The nation of 1.3 billion inhabitants plans to vaccinate up to 300 million people by mid-2021. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was reelected to Speaker of the House of Representatives on Sunday. This is her fourth term serving as Speaker. The Democrat from the western state of California surpassed the necessary majority of votes Sunday afternoon. Two Democrats voted for other candidates and three more voted present. Democrats hold a narrow majority in the House of Representatives in the new 117th Congress with 222 Democrats and 211 Republicans. The new Congress faces several challenges, among them defeating the pandemic and reviving the U.S. economy. The 80-year-old Pelosi has indicated that after this two-year period, she will not seek another term as Speaker of the House in accordance with a deal made with Democrats in 2018. Some British citizens trying to return to their homes in Spain and other European countries have been barred from boarding flights this weekend. Airlines are now refusing documents that before Brexit had been valid proof of their status as residents in Spain. It's not clear whether Brexit or new travel restrictions against people coming from Britain are to blame. Their ordeal comes amid heightened travel restrictions because of a coronavirus variant that has been blamed for faster contagion in the United Kingdom. It also highlights the bureaucratic complexities resulting from Britain's departure from the European Union. The number of wildfires in Brazil increased 12.7% last year to a decade high, according to official figures. This is likely to add pressure on President Jair Bolsonaro's government over the destruction of the Amazon rainforest. There were over 222,000 wildfires across Brazil in 2020, the highest number since 2010, according to the Brazilian Space Agency. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Sunday that killed 11 minors from Pakistan's minority Shiite Hazaras in Balochistan province. The attack took place early on Sunday morning around 100 kilometers southeast of Balochistan's capital, Quetta, killing the minors who were in a shared residential room near the coal mine where they worked, according to officials. We have the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.